Hello, everybody. Hi, this is Paul Slatkis, and you're watching Good News, and we welcome you to our show. Okay. All right. I don't see it turning around, but I do see the peace prayer plant, and I see the peace flower. And today, we're going to actually talk about May Peace Prevail on Earth. And thank you. Hello. And you see this sign right here, May Peace Prevail on Earth and the Peace Pole. Okay, we're doing a focus today on peace. And as you know, we do the International Day of Peace, and we've been involved with it since 2002, thanks to Reverend Susanna Mastrica, who introduced us to it. And she introduced us to May Peace Prevail on Earth as well. So I thank you, Reverend Susanna. And what we're going to do today is have a segment. Most of the program today will be some of the outreach that May Peace Prevail on Earth is doing. They have an event coming up this Thursday, I believe that's so, and which is tomorrow, the 4th. Today's the 3rd. And I recommend that you take a look at it. A great group. There's about 250,000 of these peace poles out there in the world. We had planned to do something major with the Peace Pole this coming September 21st. And our dream was to do something at the Temple Mount or the Holy Sanctuary for the Muslims and a Christian location in Jerusalem, and to create a May Peace Prevail on Earth pole or monument. And that dream is not going away. That's sort of a religious mindset. However, we are all in this together, and I think that's the purpose of what Good News Broadcast is, to show and to people being together and living together and loving together and having compassion together. So that's our theme today. We will show a little segment I did outside the Museum of Natural History with the Theodore Roosevelt, President Theodore Roosevelt's statue. Which is of interest. There's some question that has evolved over that as well. And I guess we'll talk about that when we get to that. The difficulties of almost doing anything in this world can have different opinions. And I guess as the little prince says, you need to follow your own heart to see rightly. And in the process, don't punch anybody in the nose or don't take advantage of anybody. Okay, so let's actually go to the Museum of Natural History as of now. So I went and did a segment. Let's see if this plays back. Sometimes I get a little problem, but let's see.
Hi, Paul Slatkis. Good News Planet. Actually, we're here at the Museum of Natural History, right in front of the entrance, Truth, Knowledge, Vision. This is President Theodore Roosevelt statue. It's a well-known location, probably the most popular museum in the United States.
5 million people go there.
They say the world's beyond Earth.
And to be frank, I
didn't
think there was any racial
love. I see the word rights. I see. So I just thought that this was of interest, addressing the statue, United States President Theodore Roosevelt, 1858 to 1919. This statue was unveiled to the public in 1940 as part of a larger New York State memorial to former New York Governor and U.S. President Theodore Roosevelt. Today, some see the statue as a heroic group, others as a symbol of racial hierarchy. You can learn more about this statue inside the museum at this web address. Native American figure, African American figure, Teddy Roosevelt. Okay, so we're going to include this today in today's broadcast at 3 o'clock and at 7 o'clock. Lots of concerns and wonderments, but I do know as a hardworking human being and a lover of human thoughts and people, Peace and love is the answer for everything. And acceptance and brotherhood, which all fall under peace and love. Perfect or not, silly we are at times, but the important thing is to be loving and trusting and caring and kind. Okay, thank you very much, and we'll move on forwards. Thank you.
Okay, so actually, to be frank, I didn't know that there was any racial hierarchy concerning this statue. I've been passing it. In fact, I saw love in it. What can I tell you? Rough Riders, Theodore Roosevelt, park named after him. I have a place, that place in Montauk, which is still available. Rough Riders hung out there, and Teddy Roosevelt has a house in the, I think, like 20th Street or something like that. And I don't know. What can we say? I mean, I love Indians. I was part of the Comanche Boy Scout group growing up. I love African-American, African-Africans, and, you know, you hear from. So if you go to this, it's interesting because it's worthy of going and hearing what the artists thought and now what people think. And they have a website, but I know what I thought, and I only thought nice things. And I think this has a video here, which will give you a lot of people's opinion of what that stood for, okay? So we're here not to to be judgmental. In fact, we do all we can not to be judgmental. All I know is I know what I know and see, and others do as they may, and please don't hurt anybody in the process. Should you not see this something in the same way. All right. So, and then with that in mind, I want to go to our Peace Day party event. All right. So here we are back here in Times Square. And the organization, the May Peace Prevail on Earth, who is a great group, May Peace Prevail on Earth International. We'll be having an event tomorrow, 60 minutes, starting at 1 p.m. here on the Eastern Time. It'll be a Zoom, Facebook page, live watch on the replay. So that's a good thing. And so we've, as I mentioned, we have a peace pole, and we're honored to have it, and we're always honored to see it anywhere else. May peace prevail on Earth. And as I always say, peace does prevail on Earth. And the good news is that. And the good news is that most of the world is peaceful. Okay? And during these difficult times that we're living under, health conditions are not peaceful. Someone passing and concerns all over the world about that scenario is not so much good news. But it's life, and we need to learn how to, and we deal with it. That's all I can say. In fact, let me say a little prayer in this regard, because it's said much better than I. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace, said St. Francis of Assisi. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Love is the answer. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. And where there's sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I might not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Women, we say, and if anybody needs a minister to perform any kind of ceremony, officiate, I'm legally authorized by the state of New York to be able to do that. So let's go to our Peace Day party event and see a little bit of the May Peace Prevail on Earth. Then we're going to go to the Peace Day event.
He's going to share a song with us. Who teaches young children.
Everyone,
this is really going to be an extensive day of talent, of people that care about peace. All right, Jim, please.
Thank you, Paul. So as we were saying, there are, you guys probably see these all the time. There's one on the college campus you went to. There are 100 of them probably around here in New York City, at churches, temples, synagogues, people's backyards. They all say, may peace prevail on earth in different languages. We think there's over 240,000 of them around the planet right now. Our organization is the organization behind them. And we actually, for every one that goes out, 10 trees get planted in on the African continent. We just crested 30,000 trees planted through the planting of peace poles. But as I was saying, this time on the planet is so crucial with everything that we do. Our organization, our main thing is to put out a simple message: may peace prevail on Earth. It's not meant to be political. It's not meant to be religious. But right now, you guys, this is your chance to perform in Times Square. If we get all together really loud, together, I'm going to count to three. Let's yell so everybody at the other end of Times Square can hear us. Let's really loud give three: may peace prevail on Earth. You ready? One, two, three.
May peace prevail on Earth. May peace prevail on Earth.
Guys, you rock, my sisters and brothers. I love you. Plant a peace pole. Do everything you can to make this planet better. We need to save this Earth for not only humanity, but for every insect, every krill in the ocean, everything. Now is the time. You can be the hero. Be the hero in your own life, in your own community. Set the example. Everything you do is important. Every one of you, every one of your actions is incredibly important. And do me a favor. Carry this simple statement in your heart. May peace prevail on Earth. I love you all. Go forth and save this planet, and may peace prevail on Earth. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you. Peace prevail on Earth. Thank you.
Okay, so let me just say that at our event, we had 193 flags from the countries connected to the United Nations, which Peace Day is a United Nations declared day. That 2 weeks prior to this concert, they were at the DMZ in the border of South and North Korea. So this is a great organization. I said earlier that we had planned to put a peace pole or a peace monument, actually at Temple Mount in Jerusalem, or the Holy Sanctuary, as the Muslims feel and believe in. It's a very religious mind, the area, and controversial as well. But I guess that's what life is sometimes. But our dreams are innocent. Our dreams are just for brotherhood and sisterhood. And that's why we wanted to do it in an area that has some controversy in the past. P-A-S-T. P-A-S-T. Okay, the past is history. Future is a mystery, and today's the present. Let's just deal with the present. Okay, so in that mindset of the present, let's go to... we just showed Theodore Roosevelt's statue outside of the Museum of Natural History, another beautiful thing, innocently, I thought. But then I see it's some racial hierarchy with a Native American, with an Indian, and an African gent. So sometimes these things aren't so easy. We're going to play a little bit of this event.
Hello, and greetings to you all.
Hey, Ivan. Here's Peace Man.
My name is Fumi John Stewart, and I'm the executive director of May Peace Prevail on Earth International. And together with my dear friend, Grandmother Silverstar, we will be co-hosting this special PowerPoint presentation, Gratitude to the Ancestors of the Land, Reawakening the Soul of America. The program begins with powerful images of over 200 Native American tribes, followed by a PowerPoint presentation of a peaceful standing in each of the 50 US states. We invite you to join us in honoring the ancestors of the land for their wisdom and guidance, so we may empower and awaken the spirit and soul of America to its highest potential. Let us together send our intentions for peace to prevail in each of the 50 US states. And together, let us touch the soul of America. We will begin now with Grandmother Silverstar leading us in gratitude to the ancestors of the land. Grandmother Silver Star is an Oglala Lakota Sioux elder and creator of the Star Knowledge Earthway 13 Moon Calendar. Please join me in welcoming Grandmother Silver Star.
Oshio is what we say in Cherokee. It means, I greet you, spirit. So we don't have a word for hello. We say, Oshio. For those of you who have not heard our webinar, participated before, this morning I will be singing songs. And in our Lakota way, in our prayer way, these are not songs in the way you would normally think of. They are your prayers. And they each one serve a purpose. So we're going to be praying today with the ancestors whom he has very carefully provided us with a picture of the different nations. These ancestors are utilizing these pictures as a way to have a window to us, to our hearts. And so the songs call them. So we need to do the old ways because that's how we call to the ancestors. Then they join their hearts with our hearts. So during the song, allow yourself to open to the ancestors and open your hearts. This is a very old protocol. When we pray on the land, we ask the ancestors to come and hear our prayers. And then they so-called boost our prayers, and they go out and they make it so. And we're asking the ancestors, and we're grateful for the ancestors who are coming to do this with us and who are so happy to be doing this with us. They've waited a long time for us to call them, and they only want what we want, the highest vibration and the awakening of the heart of the United States of America.
Yeah,
Okay, so let's at this moment thank you, Grandma, and let's just go right through a little bit. It's because we really need a lot of love here in America. These are some of the tribes of the Indian communities all over the country, and it's quite fascinating. You know, just the dress, their life, their ancestry. It's a beautiful thing. May peace prevail on earth to everybody. So let's take a second or two more, and I'd like to get to America, because America the beautiful, we've been playing that song in the evening, and we've gotten nice response in the sense of people singing it. It means a lot here, no matter what people's beliefs may be. It's a beautiful country, and I love America myself. So I'm honored always to share that song and just share things for our country. My own personal belief is countries also have their concerns. There's segregation of and to themselves. And I show the shot from the moon, the famous moon shot, where there's no boundaries, no borders, which is also very important as well. So it's all what life's about. And grandmother sings again. And then they spend a little time on our American country.
And honor the ancestors of the land, we are ready for the next program, Reawakening the Soul of America. So I invite you all to join me now in sending our intentions for peace to prevail in each of the 50 U.S. states, so that we may empower and reawaken the true spirit and soul of America to its fullest potential. May peace be in the United States of America. May peace prevail on earth. Please join me now.
I invite you for opening prayers. Please repeat three times together. May peace be in the United States of America. May peace prevail on earth. May peace be in the United States of America. May peace prevail on earth. May peace be in the United States of America. May peace prevail on earth. Alabama, together. May peace be in Alabama. Alaska, may peace be in Alaska. Arizona, may peace be in Arizona. Arkansas, may peace be in Arkansas. California, may peace be in California. Colorado, may peace be in Colorado. Connecticut, may peace be in Connecticut. Delaware, may peace be in Delaware. District of Columbia, may peace be in the District of Columbia. Florida, may peace be in Florida. One time together, may peace be in the United States of America. May peace prevail on earth. Georgia, may peace be in Georgia. Hawaii, may peace be in Hawaii. Idaho, may peace be in Idaho. Illinois, may peace be in Illinois. Indiana, may peace be in Indiana. Iowa, may peace be in Iowa. Kansas, may peace be in Kansas.
Kentucky.
May peace be in Kentucky.
Louisiana.
May peace be in Louisiana.
Maine.
May peace be in Maine.
One time together.
May peace be in the United States of America. May peace prevail on earth.
Maryland.
May peace be in Maryland.
Massachusetts.
May peace be in Massachusetts.
Michigan.
May peace be in Michigan.
Hey, Bill.
Minnesota.
May peace be in Minnesota.
Mississippi.
May peace be in Mississippi.
Missouri.
May peace be in Missouri.
Montana.
May peace be in Montana.
Nebraska.
May peace be in Nebraska.
Nevada.
May peace be in Nevada.
New Hampshire.
May peace be in New Hampshire.
New Jersey.
May peace be in New Jersey.
One time together.
May peace be in the United States of America. May peace prevail on earth.
New Mexico.
May peace be in New Mexico.
New York.
May peace be in New York. Yeah,
Pete Seeger. Hey, Phil.
North Carolina.
May peace be in North Carolina.
North Dakota.
May peace be in North Dakota.
Ohio.
May peace be in Ohio.
Oklahoma.
May peace be in Oklahoma.
Oregon.
May peace be in Oregon.
Pennsylvania.
May peace be in Pennsylvania.
Rhode Island.
May peace be in Rhode Island.
South Carolina.
May peace be in South Carolina.
South Dakota.
May peace be in South Dakota.
One time together.
May peace be in the United States of America. May peace prevail on earth.
Tennessee.
May peace be in Tennessee.
Texas.
May peace be in Texas.
Utah.
May peace be in Utah.
Vermont.
May peace be in Vermont.
Hey, Robert.
Virginia.
May peace be in Virginia.
Washington.
May peace be in Washington.
West Virginia.
May peace be in West Virginia.
Wisconsin.
May peace be in Wisconsin.
Wyoming.
May peace be in Wyoming.
And for the closing prayer, three times together.
May peace be in the United States of America. May peace prevail on earth. May peace be in the United States of America. May peace prevail on earth. May peace be in the United States of America. May peace prevail on earth.
Join me now in a moment of silence and resonate the message. May peace be in the United States of America. May peace prevail on earth in your hearts. May peace be in the United States of America. May peace prevail on earth. Thank you, one and all, for joining us in the program, Gratitude to the Ancestors of the Land, Awakening the Soul of America. You will be able to access this PowerPoint program at any time on our website. And we hope that you will join us again and share this program with friends and community. Again, thank you from our hearts. May peace be in the United States of America. May peace prevail on earth.
Boom. Okay, So let's take a moment and thank you, Fumi, for sharing that. I think we have had an important event today. And 7 o'clock today, we'll ring our bell for the heroes. And next week, I'm not sure. I think we're going to do the shows at 7 o'clock because, in essence, in the New York area, more people will be involved with going to work. And we've really worked very hard to continue this on the 3 o'clock because we felt that helped to keep people in the houses in our quarantine way of life. So 3 o'clock seemed to be a good, it sure kept me in the house, I'll tell you that. And my daughter and family was very happy of that. And what I think is beautiful is that so many people, this was MS328, a little shout out to them. They did a lot of art design on this peace pole when we did it. And that's our Good News Corporation, a nonprofit. So wherever we can get some financial help, that sure as heck can help us move this all forward. So I think next week, maybe we'll start at 7 o'clock. And the weekend, I'm not sure as well whether we'll continue broadcasting. But let's see. We have to get through a little more pandemic. Let's pray that we're not foolish in starting things too soon. And we have to get through this crisis that has evolved from racial tension, let's call it, okay? And let's make it an opportunity to make some change, to look at things in a different way and hopefully better our world inch by inch as we continue to do. You are loved, and I'm just going to pick a random, thank you, Robert Forenza, for giving me these peace, as you see, no boundaries, no borders. Let's see what this one says. Oh, kindness. Okay, that's cool. All right, kindness, the quality of being warm-hearted, considerate, humane, and sympathetic. Anybody needs me, 212-647-1212. Thank you very much for your kindness, for watching our broadcast. Tell your friends, and I pray that you're safe and sound and in love with life. Take care.